Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Oh, Margo.
You'll have to cancel me out tonight, Angel. Army intelligence is flying me to Lisbon, Portugal. Yeah. Seems some little girl there is playing fast and loose with Uncle Sammy's secrets, and I gotta run her down if it kills me.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the Silent Butler.
I guess the boy who first gave out with good things come in small packages must have had Maria Costa in mind. Maria is the luscious-looking brunette walking down one of the steep, winding alleys in Alfama, the old section of Lisbon. She's so pretty, even the beggars stop their panhandling to watch her go by. And 15 feet behind her is a man in a white suit and a white Panama hat, who obviously feels she's worth more than a second glance. He must. He's been following her for days.
All right, senor. What is the meaning of this?
You talking to me, lady?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
You can stop following me.
Following you?
I saw you at the Castello de San Giorgio.
You mean that Moorish fortress up on the hill?
Yes.
Oh, not me, sugar. Well, I wouldn't make that climb for anything.
I know it was you. And yesterday you on the Rue Aurea.
Well, if that's the section where the goldsmiths have their shops, you're mistaken. I aim to cover that tomorrow.
You are lying.
Not me, no man. You ask anybody. They'll tell you Dixie Harris ain't told a lie since he was knee-high to a grasshopper. No, ma'am, it must have been some other tourist in a white suit.
Well, in the future, you will be so good as to leave me alone.
Why, sure, Maria, anything you say.
How did you know my name is Maria?
Did I call you that?
Yes.
Well, now, what do you know? I guess there must be something in that mental telepathy business after all.
I demand to know why you are following me.
Well, I told you, honey, I'm just doing a little sightseeing. And you're the prettiest sight I've seen in all of Portugal. And you can't blame a fella if he comes back for a second look, can you? I'll be seeing you, sugar.
Can I help the senorita?
Oh, please. My name is Maria Costa.
Oh, yes. Senor Butler is expecting you. Just follow me.
Has he been waiting long?
Oh, perhaps a half hour.
Maria.
Oh, hello, Stephen.
I was beginning to worry.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, darling.
Would the senor care to order now?
Yes, I think so. What would you like, Maria?
Oh, a double Smirnoff and orange juice.
Double?
I've developed a great fondness for vodka.
All right, Jose, I'll have the same.
Very good, senor.
Oh, Stephen, it is so good to see you. I cannot tell you how glad I am. Ever since you called this morning, I felt like a bird.
All right, Maria, what's up?
What's up?
Why are you so nervous? Has my wife been bothering you again?
Oh, no, Stephen, honest.
Then what happened?
Nothing, sweetheart.
Now, don't tell me that. You're trembling all over. What happened?
I do not wish to worry you, Stephen. You have enough trouble at home with Anne.
Come on, Maria, I want to know.
Well, some man has been following me.
What?
Ever since Thursday, I think his name is Dixie Harris.
Dixie Harris? Was he an American?
Yes.
What does he look like?
Well, perhaps as tall as you, but much heavier.
Was he wearing a white suit and a white Panama hat?
You know him?
I saw him in Black Horse Square on Monday and in Alcantara on the day...
Yes, I have your order.
Well, thank you.
Will there be anything else?
Not just now.
Yes, good, senor.
What does it mean, Stephen?
Hmm?
Why is this man following us?
I don't know, honey. But I sure intend to find out. I'll drink up and I'll get with it.
Hello?
Have I the honor of talking to that distinguished gentleman known far and wide as the Falcon?
How are you, Dixie?
How in the world did you know it was me?
I recognize you by a white suit. How are we doing?
Well, not so hot, Mike. Maria spotted me.
When?
This morning in Alfama.
Tough.
I'm sorry, pal, but it couldn't be helped. Though I managed to tail her to the Cafe Europa where she heisted a couple with Steve Butler.
It's always Steve Butler, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You learn anything else?
No, not a single blessed thing. If you ask me, friend, we got a bum steer. That gal's no spy.
And what about those confidential reports from the embassy we found in her apartment?
I'm beginning to think they were planted.
By whom?
By the same little lady who gave us the original tip.
Are you able to latch onto her again?
Nope. That name she used was a phony.
Well, I don't get it.
Me neither. But I lay you 6-2 and even somebody's trying to frame Maria. What gets me is why.
Yeah, that's a very good question, Dixie. I'll get busy on the answer right away. Keep in touch, fella. I may have news for you real soon.
Yes?
You, Stephen Butler?
That's right.
My name is Mike Waring.
Oh, of course. Army intelligence informed us you'll be dropping by. You probably want to see the ambassador.
Oh, there's no need to bother him. You're his aide, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I think you can give me all the information I need.
Sit down, won't you?
Thanks.
Cigarette?
Yeah, please. You, see much of Maria Costa these days?
What?
Maria Costa, the girl who works in the coding department.
Well, working together in the embassy, naturally, I run into her every once in a while.
Yeah, naturally, but how about on the outside?
Why should I?
No good reason. Suppose I told you she was a spy.
That's ridiculous.
We found confidential material in her apartment.
I don't believe it.
Well, that's your privilege. Did she ever try to pump you?
Of course not.
You're a married man, aren't you, Butler?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Nothing. What does your wife look like?
Why?
I'm just curious. You got our tip about Maria from a tall, statuesque blonde.
A blonde?
Yeah, blue eyes, fair complexion. Little birthmark on the right cheek. You know her?
No.
You sure?
Are you calling me a liar?
Oh, heaven forbid. I was just wondering why she would try to frame Miss Costa.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, if through some accident you find out, give me a jingle, huh? I'm staying at the Prince George.
I'll bear that in mind, Waring, but I can't make you any promises. If I learn anything, you can trust me to do the right thing. Hello, Ann.
Oh, Steve, you startled me. I didn't think you'd be home.
Yeah, it is kind of early for me.
Oh, I gotta get off my feet. I had the most miserable day. Oh.
I had a pretty lousy one myself. A fellow named Mike Waring dropped in to see me.
Who?
Mike Waring. He's with Army Intelligence. Seems they got a tip that Maria Costa was a spy.
Really?
Really. According to Waring, his informant was, how did he put it? Oh, yes. A tall, statuesque blonde with a birthmark on her right cheek.
Darling, you're not suggesting
yes,
that...
Yes, I am.
You're being absurd. Why should I?
Because you're out of your mind.
All right, Mr. Butler, I did it. Sure, I sicked Army Intelligence on your precious Maria. Why don't you ask me why?
I don't have to.
No? You think I was blind? I know you're in love with her.
You know, it's a funny thing, Ann. I bet I've heard you say that 1,000 times in the last 7 years, and for once in your life, you're right.
No.
Yes, this time you've hit the nail right on the head.
Steve, you don't mean that. You couldn't. You're just trying to hurt me.
I don't have to. You're the kind who hurts herself.
Steve, please, listen to me. I know I was wrong, but I love you so much, darling. Every time you look at a woman, I go crazy.
I know.
You gotta understand, I just do these awful things because I'm so afraid of losing you.
Well, you have, now.
No! You love me. You know you do.
It's all over, Ann. I'm gonna marry Maria.
No! I couldn't live without you.
You better get used to the idea. I'm moving out now.
I won't let you go.
Stop it.
I'll kill her. So help me, if you move out of here, I'll kill her.
You're insane.
Stephen, don't go. I promise you, darling.
I'll send for my things in the morning.
Steve, please.
Continental Hotel, your order, please.
This is Louise Butler in 419.
Yes, senora.
What's the house detective's name?
The house detective, Luis Machado.
Oh,
are
yeah.
you having difficulty, senora?
No, I just would like to see Senor Machado. Is he around?
Not just now, senora.
Well, the moment he comes in, will you please send him up to my room? It's very important. You might even say it's a matter of life and death.
Senora Butler?
Yeah?
I am Luis Machado.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
Obrigado.
Suppose we sit right here, huh?
Oh, the telephone operator said
I know, but wouldn't you care for something to drink first?
Oh, senor. I am on duty. The management expects me to...
What the management doesn't know won't hurt them, will it?
Let's see how true.
There we are.
The senor is most kind. If there is any way I can reciprocate...
There is.
You have but to command Luis Machado.
How would you like to make yourself $500 American?
I would like you very much.
You must know all sorts of dangerous criminals.
Oh, unfortunately, yes. It is unavoidable in my calling.
You know a professional killer?
Hmm?
A man who would commit murder for a price.
Senora Butler.
I'll pay him $5,000.
You are jesting, no?
$5,000 cash and $500 for you. I got the money right here in my purse.
It pleases the senora to make fun of Luis Machado, eh?
You don't believe me?
Oh, naturally not. If I did, it would be my sacred duty to inform the police.
You're right, senor. I was just pulling your leg. It was just a bad joke.
Are you relieved? For a moment.
You thought I really meant it, huh?
Yes.
Now, what would I want with a hired killer? After all, if you want a job done right, there's nothing like doing it yourself, huh?
I do not understand.
That's not important. Senor, I hate to rush you, but would you mind finishing your drink?
Eh?
I just remembered I got something to do.
We've been asked to pass a warning along to you, but it really shouldn't be necessary. Almost every issue of your daily newspaper gives you this warning over and over. It's the warning to drive carefully and safely. Just read the stories that tell of death and accidents on the highway, and then think about it for a minute. Those warnings right from the news are more dramatic warnings of danger than any that we could make up. They can and may happen to you. You can't keep everyone else from driving recklessly, but you can check on yourself. Highways are extra crowded now, so be extra careful. The life you save may be your own. Now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, there's one nice thing you can say about being married to a girl like Ann Butler. Makes life kind of interesting. You never know what she's going to cook up next. And while Mrs. Butler was comparing recipes with Luis Machado, the obliging hotel detective, Dixie Harris and I were cruising on the Avenida de Liberdade, past the obelisk which commemorates the liberation of Portugal from Spanish rule. But Dixie never even noticed it. Apparently he thought I was a more interesting sight.
What's eating you, Mike? You look unhappy.
Yeah, that's me. Old transparent face wearing.
You worrying about that Maria Costa?
Uh-huh.
Ain't you convinced yet she was framed? She's no spy.
That's what bothers me, Dixie.
I don't get you.
Watch it. You almost got that pedestrian.
Shucks, and I thought I had him for sure. What'd you make of Steve Butler?
Strictly the lanolin plus type, a real smoothie.
That's where I had him pegged, too. But I figure he's real gone on Maria.
Yeah, which forces us to the unhappy conclusion that the frame for Maria was staged by his wife.
Hey, you think that's who our blonde tipster was?
But deaf.
Well, wait till she finds out a little stunt fell flat on its face. She's going to be real annoyed.
And a gal like Ann Butler believes in the old saw, if you don't succeed at first, try again.
What do you think she'll try next?
There's no telling.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Douglas, I once knew a doll like that back in Atlanta. She was real crazy about a friend of mine and real jealous, too. Man, every time she blew her cork, you'd have to make for the hills, because that gal was murder.
She was what?
She was murder.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Where does Maria Costa live?
Right off the road to Principe.
Well, turn this heap around. Let's go.
Hey, you don't think Miss Butler...
I think she's exactly the same type as that girl you knew in Atlanta. Step on it, boy. We got to make like the Marines.
Hey, Si, senores.
Oh, no.
Let's get out of here, Mike.
Just a moment, please. You are looking for someone?
Yeah, but I don't think we'll find her in. Is this Maria Costa's apartment?
It is.
Uh-huh. That's what I was afraid of.
Excuse me.
Oh, don't mind him, Lieutenant. He always acts like this when he sees a man in a blue uniform. He's from the South. He keeps forgetting the Civil War is over.
That is most amusing. May I inquire as to your names?
Sure, I'm Mike Waring, and this is Dixie Harris. We're attached to American Intelligence.
I see. Be so good as to enter.
Now, where is she?
In the bedroom.
Dead?
She was shot twice.
Tough.
Obviously, this does not come as a surprise to you, senor.
Hardly.
I would be most interested to hear why.
Can we see her first?
Of course. Over here, senores.
Can we take a peek?
You would like me to remove the blanket?
Yes, please.
Holy smoke, that ain't Maria Costa.
No.
You are surprised?
That's the understatement of the week.
You do not know this lady?
Well, judging from the blonde hair and that birthmark on her right cheek, I'd say she was Ann Butler.
You are absolutely correct.
Where is Maria Costa?
Senorita Costa has momentarily disappeared. But it is of no import. We have already apprehended the assassin.
Who is it?
The victim's husband.
Steve Butler? I don't believe it.
He has even obliged us with a confession.
Where is he?
In the Palace of Justice.
Can I see him?
It will be my pleasure. This way, senor.
Who's there?
Hello, Steve.
Waring.
That's who it is.
The embassy send you over?
No, I'm here strictly on my own.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because you're a fellow American in a jam, or maybe I'm just plain nosy. Cigarette?
Thanks.
Well, how are they treating you?
I can't complain.
They tell me you signed a confession.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you kill her?
The usual reason. We didn't get along.
Well, from what I hear, you haven't been getting along for years.
Oh, when she tried to frame Maria Costa for espionage, that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
So you picked up a gun and shot her?
Twice.
Well, makes sense.
Thanks.
But why did you pick Maria's apartment to do the job?
Well, it seemed like the best spot.
Well, didn't it occur to you it might be embarrassing for Maria?
I guess I wasn't thinking too clearly.
It's funny, you impress me as a boy who always knows what he's doing. Where's Maria now?
I've no idea.
You wouldn't have made that confession to Shielder.
To Shielder? Don't tell me I impress you as the noble type.
No, strangely enough, you do.
You're out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out when we latch on to Miss Costa.
Look, Waring, you mind your own business.
Well, this is my business. You're an employee of the American Embassy. So is Maria.
I don't want you bothering her. You understand? She had nothing to do with this.
You're in love with her.
I was not in love with her. It was just a little extracurricular activity.
Uh-huh.
I killed Anne, and that's all there is to it.
Well, you ought to know best. But I like to keep an open mind. I'll be seeing you, Steve.
Can I assist you, senor?
You can if you're the house detective.
I am, senor. But how did you know?
You're wearing a derby. And my name is Michael Waring.
Me wear Waring?
No, that's close enough.
And I am Luis Machado.
Well, glad to know you, Luis. Suppose you take a look at this.
You are with the American intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And there is some way I can be of aid?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, come on, mi senor.
You, heard about the senora Ann Butler?
Oh, yes. It is most sad. She and her husband were guests of the establishment.
Yes, I know. The switchboard operator tells me a couple of hours before she was murdered, she asked that you come up to her room.
Oh, yes. It was most puzzling.
Oh? What did she want?
Well, knowing of my profession, she wished to know if I was acquainted with someone who might commit a murder.
How much was she willing to pay?
Huh?
Well, naturally, she didn't expect him to work for free.
Oh, no, no. She said she would compensate him in the amount of $5,000 American.
Hmm.
Understandably, I was horrified. Then she explained it was all a joke.
Did you believe her?
She was an American.
Yeah, they'll do anything for a laugh. Well, what happened after that?
Well, as I took my departure, she said something. Let me see if I can remember. If you wish a task well done...
Do it yourself.
Exactly.
Well, that explains how she wound up at Maria Costa's apartment. She went there to kill her.
No, it does not seem credible.
Well, take my word for it. That's how it happened. All right, thanks a lot, Louise.
I have been of some aid.
Oh, indeed you have. Maybe I can make it up to you real soon.
Hello?
That you, Dixie?
Yeah?
Mike Waring.
Oh, what's a good word, Pappy?
Look, I'm at the Continental. I just got through at the hotel, Dick.
Was there any help?
Not much. How did you make out?
I didn't.
Did you find out who identified Ann Butler for the police?
Oh, they didn't need anybody. They found a purse right next to the body.
Was there a gun in it?
No. Everything else but passport, driver's license, $12 and change, and her keys to the hotel.
What about Maria Costa?
Oh, she wasn't in there either.
I mean, have you been able to locate her?
Not yet.
Well, now look, we've got to find her, Dixie. Go through her application at the embassy. She must have given the name of her close relatives. Maybe she's holed up with one of them.
I'll get right on it.
Good boy. I'm going back to my hotel. If you learn anything, lift a phone.
Come in, Senor Waring.
Huh?
You will be so good as to close the door?
Oh, yes, of course. You know, you can't beat these Portuguese hotels. If I knew my room came equipped with something like you...
You will stop right there.
Say, isn't that an awfully big gun for a little girl?
I can manage. Please sit down.
Oh, never, while a lady is standing.
Oh, I insist.
I just wanted to show you I never forget my manners. You're Maria Costa, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, you've been giving us a lot of trouble, Maria. We've been looking all over Lisbon for you.
Obviously, you did not look in the right place.
Obviously. You know Steve Butler confessed to his wife's murder?
That does not surprise me.
But we both know he didn't do it, don't we?
Then who did?
You. Your showing up here with a gun proves it.
You are absolutely correct.
Well, I always say if two people share a secret, it ain't no secret.
Is that what you always say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the problem is easily resolved. If I should kill you, that would leave only one.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
If there is a fallacy in my logic, Senor, I will be happy for you to point it out. I'll give you exactly 1 minute to try.
Summer is the time for carefree holidays and vacations. But don't be carefree on the highway. With roads jammed with traffic, this is the time to be extra careful when driving. When you plan a trip, be sure to allow plenty of time so that you won't be forced to drive too fast or too long. When you get tired at the wheel, you lose your skill and your judgment. You can drive better when your mind is at ease and when you know that your car is in good running order. And when you start that trip, resolve that you're going to obey traffic laws and regulations. Don't gamble with safety. Remember, the life you save may be your own. And now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
I don't know if you've ever been alone in a hotel room with a beautiful girl, but take my word for it, it's overrated. Especially if she's chaperoned by a gun. Still, I was awfully pleased that Maria gave me a full minute to dig up a reason why she shouldn't use it. In this day and age, most girls wouldn't have been that patient.
Well, senor, have you any final request?
Yeah, I'd like to see Brooklyn again. Look, Maria, killing me won't solve anything.
I believe it will.
It doesn't bother you they'll hang Steve Butler for his wife's murder?
Not at all.
You were in love with him.
You're being very childish.
You know he confessed to Anne's murder just to shield you.
And you feel I should do as much in return?
It's what I would have expected. Yes, yeah, seems to me.
It seems to me, senor, you have exhausted your allotted time. So if you will forgive me... Oh, no.
What happened, Angel? A gun to fire?
Let me go!
Come, don't be silly.
I'm killing you.
No, you don't. We only allow one chance to a customer. Come on, drop it. All right, now sit over there while I phone. Ask him in. You behave yourself.
Since you're wearing...
Ah, if it isn't Luis Machado. Yeah, come on in, Luis.
My visit is not inopportune.
No. As a matter of fact, your timing couldn't have been better.
Oh, but the lady...
Naturally, as a hotel detective, you'd think of that. Yeah, this is Maria Costa.
Maria Costa?
Yeah, she just tried to kill me.
I will succeed yet.
I wouldn't make book on it, Angel. Certainly not with this gun. The firing pin is gone.
What?
Am I right, Luis?
Let me see. Oh, but yes. Someone has fired it off. It would require a miracle for her to harm you with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, strictly between us, I don't think she was really trying.
You're insane.
Really, senor?
Don't you get it, Luis? She's in love with Steve Butler.
So?
So he confessed to shield her. Now, if she had just walked in here and did the same, what would have been my reaction?
Well, senor, you would have thought that she was trying to protect him.
That's right. I would have patted her shoulder and told her to go home like a good girl. So she decided to incriminate herself, and taking a shot at me seemed like the best way to handle it.
No, no!
Yes, yes. And being the type girl you are, you wouldn't want to see me hurt, so you filed off the firing pin, hoping it would go unnoticed in the excitement.
I tell you, you are wrong!
Just relax, Angel.
I do not understand. If she did not kill the Senora Butler, who did?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Machado. Because I just happened to be prepared with an answer. Now, who knew that Ann Butler had $5,000 on her to pay a gunman? Who alone had the opportunity to follow her over to Maria's apartment and kill her there for the bundle?
Who?
You.
Oh, really, senor?
Now, don't be unhappy, Luis. You couldn't use that money anyway. It's non-inflammable. Where you're going, you'll need money to burn. Well, Dixie, looks like my plane's all warmed up. Madrid, I'm on my way.
Now, hold it, Pappy.
Oh, you don't want me to miss it.
You're not leaving Lisbon till you answer one question. Now, I can see how you figured Maria didn't kill Ann. But what made you so sure Steve Butler didn't do it?
Well, that wouldn't have been ethical.
Ethical?
Yeah. Well, it may happen in detective stories and radio programs. But don't you know in real life, the butler never does it.
Ooh.
So long, Dixie.
The Case of the Careless Corpse. The Case of the Careless Corpse. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that what some people do for money is nothing short of murder. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Bryna Rayburn as Maria. This program came to you from New York. Fred Collins speaking.